lines, 800-259-9231. And the toll-free number, it's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Now, we wrapped up hour number two by talking about a story which I found a little unusual. It seems to me that the people down south are kind of upset about the whole immigration situation, and based on a story from last night, a lot of them are willing to pass laws restricting freedom, restricting a lot of freedom in order to so-called stop the flow of illegal immigrants. But there's a little bit of good news in that one particular town is in opposition to the new Border Patrol system, multi-billion dollar system, that is being built in their town or just outside of their town, multiple towers with cameras and radar systems on them. You know, the people in that town are a little bit concerned because, you know, it's sort of like Big Brother, cameras, watching.
Giant towers.
Automated systems, radar. It's a little bit impersonal, a little Big Brother-like. So kind of good to know that some of the people are rising up in opposition to this. Unfortunately, there's not a damn thing they can do about it because it's the federal government, and we've seen what happened out in California when people tried to go against what the federal government wanted in the case of the medical marijuana situation out there. Feds don't care what the Californians want. The feds don't care that the majority of Californians overwhelmingly voted for Proposition 215 that legalized medicinal marijuana. They'll kick in as many doors as they need to take as much pot and as much cash as they want. Same thing down here on the border. Feds don't care that the people down there in that town don't want to be watched by the federal government. Of course, they're claiming, oh, we're not going to watch the people in the town. We're going to be watching the border, which is on the other side of the town. Oh, it's okay. Don't worry. We won't spend any time looking through your windows or anything like that. Or will they? You know, there was a really neat episode of Penn and Teller's BS. I think it was season 4, maybe season 3. Anyway, in this episode, it was about Homeland Security and how it's BS, basically. And what they did was brilliant. They set up this... basically, they do these kind of fun little real-life setups. Not really candid camera, but sort of the same mentality where you're telling someone one thing and you're not really telling them the full truth. So what they did was they put an ad in the paper for essentially Homeland Security people. Like, we want to hire you to mm-hmm. do Homeland Security.
Should be interesting.
And so inevitably, they got some people responding. You would think that somebody who would respond to an ad like, I want you to, you know, we want to give you a job in Homeland Security would be of the patriotic mindset. They would be people who really were for the country and for America and rah rah. And as it turns out, when asked those relevant questions, the people were indeed very patriotic, right? So sounds good so far. Sounds like you got some good qualified candidates. So what they did was they set up a little test, a little training situation, though they weren't told it was training. It was just sort of, you know, their first night on the job, basically, where they were put into the back of a van, and the back of that van had some monitoring equipment, cameras. They had access to a camera that was controllable via a joystick, much like a camera on the top of a tower would be controllable via a joystick. You want to be able to rotate the camera around and zoom in and out so you can, you know, supposedly spot the illegal immigrants that are coming in, right?
Right.
Well, in this case, they were told that it wasn't about immigration. It was about something else. They were told they were monitoring a suspected terrorist. And they were in a neighborhood situation where there was one house and then another house right next to it. Well, the one house they were supposed to be monitoring was where the suspected terrorist was at. And they were given very specific instructions that it was their job to keep an eye on this house to make sure the terrorist, the suspect, didn't leave. Okay? Simple job, right?
Makes sense.
The car's out front. He's presumably going to get in his car and if he wants to leave. Keep an eye on the vehicle. Keep an eye on the front yard. Keep an eye on the house. That's your job. Easy job, man. I mean, to get paid to sit in a van all night and watch someone's house, I mean, that's pretty sweet. So you'd think there wouldn't be any problems. I mean, these people are patriotic. They love America. They mm-hmm. want to help out. They want to stop terrorism. It's a shoo-in, right?
Makes sense.
So here's what they did, and this is brilliant. The house next door, windows open, okay? No blinds in front of it. Woman arrives at the house next door. Inevitably, I mean, they're watching. They can see that something's going on. It catches their attention. Woman arrives at the house next door, goes into the house next door. and starts making out with a guy in there.
Mm.
Guess what they did with the camera?
Watch the guy and the woman making out.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And when they stopped looking?
Guess what? Yep, exactly. You can figure this out.
The terrorist guy was gone.
He was gone, yep. And so, you know, just one example, and a very real-life, very fair example, random people responding to this ad for Homeland Security agents not doing their job and watching the suspected terrorist. So what do you think's going to happen when the bureaucrats are sitting around bored to death in the, you know, the Border Patrol security station watching the feeds coming in from the video monitors? Are they going to really want to sit and watch the boring old desert? Are they going to turn their camera around and zoom in on the town, see what's going on? What do you think?
Town.
Your choice. 800-259-9231. Now, here is the story we talked about at the beginning of the show. Said we were going to get to it, and it's kind of scary. In fact, it's really scary. We've talked about how the United States is on a path towards a police state. Many people could argue, and I think rightly so, that we're already there. Though, it's not really in your face for a lot of people. For a lot of people, they wouldn't know it. For the respectables, for instance, they wouldn't know they're living in a police state. They don't come under suspicion for anything. It's all those unrespectable people that get caught up in it. You know, pot smokers, immigrants, the other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my opinion, it is a police state, and it's getting worse. And this article just backs it up. Baltimore, from the Associated Press, a city council leader alarmed by Baltimore's rising homicide rate wants to give the mayor the power to put troubled neighborhoods under virtual lockdown. Desperate measures are needed when we're in desperate situations, said the vice president of the city council, Robert Curran. He told that to the Sun. He said he would introduce the legislation next week. Under his plan, the mayor could declare Public Safety Act zones, which would allow police to close liquor stores and bars, limit the number of people on city sidewalks, and halt traffic during two-week intervals. Police would be encouraged to aggressively stop and frisk individuals in those zones to search for weapons and drugs. Baltimore has tallied 108 homicides already this year, compared to 98 over the same period last year.
Man.
Police and prosecutors also say they're facing a stop-snitching culture that discourages victims and witnesses from cooperating with investigators trying to get criminals off the streets.
Now, just out of curiosity, I don't know what Baltimore's gun laws are, but I do know that most gun laws in most major cities, and Baltimore would fit into that category, certainly a top 25 market, are pretty restrictive.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that what these random stops would do would be that, you know, to cause people that would otherwise be carrying a firearm, you know, whether it's permitted or not, and therefore keeping themselves and perhaps the people around them safe, would be less likely to carry those weapons because these are the law-abiding citizens.
Yep.
They don't want to get caught. They're not going to run from the cops when the cops, you know, want to frisk them or anything like that. And once again, when you outlaw guns, only the outlaws will have guns.
It's the truth, and despite the gun situation in Baltimore, this is yet another example of how government feeds on itself. And once again, a principle that we've discussed on the show is that when government creates a program, the program inevitably gets bigger than ever expected, more expensive than ever expected, creates problems that wasn't intended to create, in many cases the opposite of its original intentions. It results in that, like the war on poverty creating more poverty, war on drugs creating more drug use. So in this case, presumably there are some restrictive gun control laws in Baltimore. And if you live there, you could tell us at 800-259-9231. But in this case, the police obviously aren't doing a very good job stopping murder. They've gone up from 98 to 108 over the over a five-month period, basically, in this year. Same period last year, it's gone up 10%.
I don't know how these little stops are going to stop murders.
No, of course not. It's just going to catch more people with pot.
Right. That's what it's really all about.
And but my point
it's
here
is, it's about people catching people with contraband of all sorts, whether
right.
It's guns or pot. Or,
and it's about control. And that's what this really is. And my point here is that The government's doing a miserable, miserable job at stopping crime. And so their solution is to crack down even further. Instead of allowing people the freedom to create neighborhood patrols and carry weapons for themselves, the solution is Zones where you aren't free to move about without police approval. Zones where the government is in total control. We'll explain more coming up. You take control. It's Free Talk.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex, C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. That includes live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both waiting for you completely free. freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings, and socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. We're going to be there. Hope you will, too. And we're talking about a very frightening story, a harbinger, if you will, of things to come, perhaps, across the country. This one is happening in Baltimore. What's happening is the government there, one particular, in this case, City Council Vice President Robert Curran, has proposed legislation, and as he says, desperate measures are needed in desperate situations. Well, the desperate situation is the fact that Baltimore's got a few murders. They've had 108 murders so far this year, compared to 98 by this point in time last year. And so this is a crisis! And we need to crack down on freedom. What they're going to do is create public safety act zones where pretty much anything goes as far as government control of your actions. They can shut down liquor stores. They can shut down bars. They can limit the number of people on city sidewalks, which theoretically could be zero, or police only, government approval only, and halt traffic during two-week intervals. And I'm sure that's just the beginning. I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, of course, our solution is, well, let people own guns and let them defend themselves, and the problem will work itself out. But no, that's not government's idea of a solution. Their idea is more control, more restriction, more regulation, and a police state. That's what this is. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Adam in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Adam. Adam, you're on Free Talk Live. Oh, don't tell me he's not there. Is he there? Adam in Baltimore, I'm hoping? We'll try him back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. Here's the rest of the story. Another council member, a mayoral hopeful, said Curran's idea was an interesting concept. Really?
I don't see what's interesting about it, cracking down on Americans' freedoms.
Oh, but he said it was an interesting concept, but it raised questions about civil liberties, saying, quote,
questions.
We have to make sure we're not declaring martial law. Well, I guess the response to that from the government side would be, well, we're not declaring martial law. This is a
it's
a public safety act zone. Mayor Sheila Dixon had a lukewarm response after a meeting with Curran, but she said she might support the idea with some changes. Quote, we're already currently in those communities. We're bringing the resources and services to the communities, and I want them to build on what we're attempting to do. Just a bunch of bureaucratic gobbledygook, new speak, just doublespeak. But what is that? We're already in those communities. We're bringing the resources and services to the communities.
Right. By asking them what their names are, you know, patting them down, frisking them for drugs and other contraband.
Curran said he modeled his plan after an approach advocated by the Philadelphia mayoral candidate Michael Nutter, who won the Democratic nomination on Tuesday, by the way. Remember, we talked about this guy. Who could forget a name like Nutter? Nutter has called for declarations of a state of emergency in high-crime neighborhoods where police would conduct aggressive stop-and-frisk searches and impose curfews. So once again, Mark, we started out by talking about how the respectables will not be seeing any of this.
Right. This is not going to happen in the upper-middle-class white neighborhoods, if there are any in Baltimore.
Right.
This is going to happen in neighborhoods of, you know, ethnic varieties. It's going to be those people that are going to get the trouble. And they're going to grow to further dislike and not trust the cops.
Yeah. The point in the article earlier was that the police are upset because there's the stop snitching culture in America,
mm-hmm.
in Baltimore specifically. And the reason that stop snitching culture exists is because people don't like the cops. And the reason that people don't like the cops is because of the war on drugs. That's the primary reason.
So they're going to crack down farther on it.
Yep. So now
that's going to have to, you know, as though catching somebody with a pocket full of pot is going to have anything to do with stopping murders.
Or shutting down liquor stores, shutting down bars. I guess the argument there as well, if you don't let them get alcohol in their blood, then they're less likely to get violent, which may be the case. But hey, there are plenty of people that can drink without getting violent.
Look, if you try to prohibit alcohol in Baltimore, all you're going to do is drive up the price of alcohol. That's all.
If people are just going to stock up.
They're going to stock up.
Drink at home.
People are going to bring it. They were, you know, stopping the liquor stores, too. That's assumably to do the same thing.
Right.
But people are going to bring it in from neighborhoods where it's not prohibited. It's just nonsense.
Again, here's Curran, the man who is coming up with this plan. He also sponsored this guy's just lovely. He also sponsored Baltimore's recently passed smoking ban. He says he expects opposition. Quote, some of the critics of the smoking ban were telling me, if you want to save lives in Baltimore, do something about the murder rate. Do something about the gun violence, he said. I'm trying to stop the murders, to reduce the mortality rate from gun violence in this town.
Mm.
Yuck. No thank you. How would you feel if you were someone who was living in one of these public safety act zones? Where your movements are monitored by the police, where you are subject to being frisked and searched by the police at any time you happen to be on the streets.
I grow to distrust police officers more than I already did, and if I had some information about some murder or some violent crime, I would be less likely to turn it over to the authorities because I didn't trust them.
Let's talk to Adam in, Adam, are you in Baltimore or somewhere else in Maryland?
Hey, what's up?
Adam, where are you at in Maryland?
I'm actually in Baltimore County, but I go to the city all the time.
What is it like there? What are the gun? What sort of gun control rules are on the books?
They're pretty bad. I mean, they're restrictive as you can pretty much get. Maybe California's worse,
mm-hmm.
but pretty much you have to be like either rich or a politician to be able to carry a gun.
That's generally the way it goes.
Yeah, and. Yeah, so that answers your gun law question.
But, did you have any comments in general about the state of affairs in Baltimore there?
Oh, absolutely. When they say desperate measures, I mean, yeah, like, that's a big problem here is the murder rate. I mean, and that has a lot to do with the Crips and the Bloods. You know, they're on the corner selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys are all for drug use. That's, you know, that's
no,
fine.
No. Slow down there. We're all for legalizing drugs. That doesn't mean we want to encourage people to use them.
I think alcohol should remain illegal. I'm not going to suggest should remain legal, but I'm not going to suggest that somebody go out and have three or four shots tonight.
Yeah.
Right. So it's a very important difference.
Responsible usage.
Yes.
Yeah,
but you're pointing out that you're suggesting the majority of these murders are gang related, basically.
Well, here's the problem. They used to be, and it's becoming more so that innocent people, they're getting shot in the head.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
that happens in the drug war.
Yeah, getting caught in drive-bys and that sort of thing.
Before this, so this is brand new to me, what you're telling me. But before this, they had curfews for people.
Ugh. For everybody? Or just
I don't
kids?
Know if it's everybody or just under 18, but that's been, I don't know if it's still in effect, but...
You know, it's step by step. A curfew,
yeah.
Once people accept the curfew, that's just one more step away from this public safety act zones. Now, this hasn't happened yet, Adam. It's a proposal, but there's no reason why, I mean, I don't see, in this current climate that we have in this country, it wouldn't shock me if this went through and they locked down certain neighborhoods in Baltimore. Keep us up to date with what goes on there. Thank you for cluing us in. Just as we suspected, Mark, heavy gun control rules, the war on drugs, the gang wars that result from the black market from the war on drugs are resulting in people getting killed. What a shock. There's a simple solution. It's coming up.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Hello, everybody. This is Jimmy Vaughn, and I want to invite all who love liberty to come out Saturday, May 19th, from 6:30 to 10 p.m. and support the only man for president, Ron Paul. This will be his first fundraiser in Austin, so be there or be square. I'll be there playing my guitar along with some other special guests, and we want everybody to come out and have a good time.
The Ron Paul for President Rally and Fundraiser will be at the Texas History Museum in Austin, Texas, at Congress and MLK on Saturday, May 19th from 6:30 till 10 p.m. For ticket or donation info, call 512-250-8649. Again, that's 512-250-8649.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At ResearchHerbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on ResearchHerbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at ResearchHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll free at 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features, and we give them all away, including the bulletin board system. bbs.freetalklive.com gets you to it. There are over 225,000 posts. That's a lot of posts. And there's a lot of people interacting, over 1,400 of them, as a matter of fact. It's all for free. You'll find it at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Do you know if your hard-earned wealth is at risk? If you have a business, there's a 1 in 3 chance that you'll be named in a lawsuit in the next year. That lawsuit could destroy your business and leave you penniless. At keepyourassets.net, they're experts at sheltering what you've earned. Go to keepyourassets.net and take their asset protection crash course today.
So, how to clean up the streets of Baltimore, Maryland, or insert your favorite city here. Because in any city, the government has always grown to the size of just being extremely large and oppressive and generally terrible and taking a lot of people's money and creating unnecessary programs and on and on. So in any city in America, there are going to be problems with crime. And in the case of Baltimore, we've been talking about how one particular city council member wants to crack down. He wants to create zones where the police have total control and can search people at any time on a whim and control the amount of people that are on the streets and even stop traffic if they feel like it. And that's pretty scary. And I don't think that that sounds like the America that I want to live in. In fact, I'm pretty sure that nobody wants to live in an America like that.
Who would?
So, allow me to propose a simple solution to end the crime problem in Baltimore and whatever other cities there are around the country experiencing similar issues. Because there's a murder problem in Baltimore. And we had Adam point out one of the reasons why the murder rate is so high, and it's because of gang warfare. Now, why on earth would gangs be warring? Are they fighting over girls?
No, they're probably not.
No.
they're probably not doing dance numbers like the Jets in the West Side Story either.
No, probably not.
No. I think the reason they're fighting is over some type of contraband. Probably not running the numbers like they did in the old days, mm-hmm. because, well, now we have a state lottery. They're probably not they're probably not warring over alcohol like they did during the times of Prohibition. I'll bet you it's over drugs.
Sure enough.
Because that's the only thing that they're prohibiting.
Specifically, it's over turf. It's over, you know, who gets to distribute the black market narcotics in certain areas, mm-hmm. and you're encroaching on my territory, so now we're going to strike back, and that's going to engender more violence, and it's just a cycle of violence continues. So here's the solution. It's very simple. Now, you're going to find, if you're new to Free Talk Live, you're going to find that the liberty-oriented solutions are always simple. And in some cases, it's going to shock you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to shock you because you figure, well, complex problem. It must require a complex governmental-oriented solution. Not so. You've got to remove the issues that are creating the problems in the first place. Number one issue is the war on drugs. And we went into it last night, and there's no reason to get into the details tonight. But the facts are incontrovertible. The war on drugs increases, it puts the drugs into the black market, which has certain things that are always attributed to it, including sky-high prices as a result of the severe profit incentive that's introduced because of the black market,
mm-hmm.
because these gang members are sure as hell not going to get into distributing marijuana for pennies on the dollar.
Nope.
They want to double their money every single time. And every person that those drugs pass through, set of hands those drugs pass through, that set of hands has to make a good amount of money in order for them to take the risk of being thrown into a jail cell for passing those drugs along to their clients.
Right.
And so
marijuana has, in and of itself, almost no value. It's a weed.
Yeah.
Imagine going out in your yards and picking up a bunch of weeds.
Look, go to the grocery store and buy a bag of lettuce. What's that going to cost you? $2?
Yeah, well, that's because they cut it up for you and put it in a bag.
That's what I'm talking about.
The
marijuana is cut up for you, too, and put in bags. Except a pound of marijuana will cost you $1,600 to $5,000, depending on, I guess you can get some regs for $800. But it's going to cost you thousands of dollars for a pound of really good marijuana. Compared to a pound of lettuce?
Lettuce is full of water.
Marijuana is full of water unless it's correctly cured. Anyway, my point remains, Mark. The increase in price is tremendous due to the black market.
Absolutely true.
And so the people that get into the business of distributing marijuana and meth and all the other drugs are the people who are willing to flaunt the law, and that usually means criminals, people that are willing to use violence against their competition.
People whose lives are not valuable enough to themselves in order to avoid jail.
Or they're just willing to take the risk. So they do. And they establish a territory, and if somebody else gets into that territory, starts trying to take customers from them, they don't respond by reducing their prices. They don't respond by increasing customer service. They respond with bullets.
Well, sometimes they do, but
in these inner city areas, mm-hmm. they typically respond with violence against the competing gangs.
Well,
and that's why there's a lot of murders happening in Baltimore.
And as underground business people, they don't have the privilege of police protection. Now, if you're selling lettuce in your grocery store, or liquor in your liquor store, or cigarettes in your convenience store, and there's some kind of problem with some other store owner, I can't imagine why this would happen. And that's,
you could take them to court.
Absolutely. The cops will come and protect you.
But that doesn't work in the black market. The problems are resolved with violence, typically in the black market. So that's where these murders are coming from. In addition, innocent people that are getting caught in the crossfire or getting mistaken for a dealer or whatever the situation is, however they're getting caught up in it, they can't defend themselves because the politicians have made it illegal for people to carry weapons, mm-hmm. or made it very difficult for them to carry weapons, especially if they're convicted felons. And so there's two simple things that will solve this problem and drastically reduce the amount of murders in any American city or any city worldwide. A, and it doesn't matter what order you do these in. A, end the war on drugs completely, entirely. Allow the marketplace to handle distribution of narcotics and allow the marketplace to handle it all. The government just needs to step the hell away from it.
It's not just ending the war on drugs, but it's re-legalizing all these substances.
That's correct.
None of these substances have been illegal in American history for more than 100 years.
Exactly right. So end the war on drugs, and B, end the war on guns. Allow individuals to carry the weapons that they feel they need to protect themselves and their families. If you do those two steps, I guarantee you, you will see a dramatic decrease in the amount of murders and other violent crime and
Absolutely.
Robberies and other things that are, that happen in any area of the country.
Every place that has a more lax gun laws has fewer violent crimes committed with guns than the places, and this is per capita, than the places that that have the more restrictive gun laws.
Yep, and those few places around the world that have less restrictive drug laws also have less drug usage amongst young people. It's just not a forbidden fruit anymore. It's not sexy. It's not as cool to do drugs anymore when it's not prohibited. So there's all sorts of reasons to do these things. The number one reason is people will be safer. 800-259-9231. Mark, let's do something a little bit different. Let's talk about the top 10 reason or the top 10 myths about divorce.
Yeah, I thought this was kind of interesting. Divorce is it's very big.
Quite prevalent.
Yeah, one in two marriages end up in divorce. Because people learn, number one, because people learn from their bad experiences, second marriages tend to be more successful than first marriages.
False.
Myth, yeah. Although many people who divorce have successful subsequent marriages, the divorce rate of remarriages is, in fact, higher than that of the first marriage.
Isn't it around 80%?
I don't know. I don't have statistics on that.
It's significantly higher
but
than first marriages.
But when they say that half of all divorces half of all marriages end in divorce,
right.
You have to remember that that it's these people with the second and third and fourth marriages that are driving that number up.
Is that right? I thought it was half of all first-time marriages, Mark, because that's as I understand.
That's not what I understand. But anyway. They don't have the statistics on that? Can't refute you.
They don't have it in that article.
No, that's correct.
Okay.
Living together, you could look it up while I'm going through the myths here.
Yes.
Number two, living together before marriage is a good way to reduce the chances of eventually divorcing. Now, this is something you've espoused on the air in the past. Many studies have found that those who live together before marriage have a considerably higher chance of eventually divorcing. The reasons for this are not well understood. In part, the type of people who are willing to cohabitate may also be those who are more willing to divorce. There's some evidence that the act of cohabitation itself generates attitudes in people that are more conducive to divorce. For example, the attitude that relationships are temporary and easily can be ended.
I see. Or the attitude that you like sex, and then when you get married, the sex goes away, and so you want to get divorced.
Well, I suppose it's a possibility. Sex is the number two reason for marriage is divorce.
1-800-259-9231. More on the way. The top 10 continues.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercises Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lagos with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tall tales and a long nose taught Pinocchio to let his conscience be his guide. But when I come back, I'll tell you who keeps cars on the straight and narrow.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, NAPA, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Pep Boys. Your car's no Pinocchio, but it does have a conscience. All new cars now come with a moral compass called the OBD2 computer. This onboard diagnostic system monitors functions from engine performance to analog brakes. When something goes wrong, the system illuminates the check engine light faster than you can say Jiminy Cricket. And I'm not pulling your string. Yellow means get help soon, but red means pull over now. Just as Blue Fairy made Pinocchio a real boy, your car's real problems are picked up by OBD2 and brought to life by the tools of your technician. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for you. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give away all the features that we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at Amazon through our link. Go to amazon.freetalklive.com. They've got 41 categories of products for you to search through and purchase from, a variety of different things, everything from their huge book selection through groceries. I mean, they've got it all. And we get a percentage of anything that you purchase. So it's a great way to get the stuff that you need to live life and enjoy life and get it delivered to your door and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com. You know what, Mark, I love the most about top 10 lists? Is that you can easily interrupt them to go to calls. And that's what we're going to do. So if we don't get through it tonight, we might finish it up with Julia here tomorrow night.
Yeah,
talk about the top 10 myths of divorce. Let's go to Mike in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen.
What's on your mind?
Hey, just to back you up just a minute, in Kalispell here's two problems. You guys kind of brought up the war of drugs in the cities and so forth.
Yeah.
And you're right on track with that. I understand that. The other problems you have, and I'm dealing with it right now, I happen to be, and oh, geez, everybody can hammer me, I happen to be a government employee.
It's, you know,
what do you do?
I work for the city in a sanitation department.
Okay, great.
Okay, so you're actually performing a necessary service.
You're getting paid too much for it, but that's all right.
Yeah, exactly. That's what everybody thinks. Right now we're in a battle with the city of Kalispell. KGEZ themselves gives me all the airtime I want because they understand where we're at. They're going, certain services are warranted. People pay taxes for certain services. They want them.
Right.
The problem that everybody has, and it's a twofold situation. I go to everybody else in this town, the press, everybody else, explaining to them. I mean, I have the facts, I have the paperwork, I have what management makes. There's 74 employees at the city of Kalispell. There's 45 manager employees.
Wow.
Jeez.
The 74 employees, and I mean, this is, and I've brought this stuff to our, you know, to KGEZ. I commend John for this. He looks at it, he sees it, he knows what's going on. The rest of the public, or the rest of the press, and that's our problem. The rest of the press looks at it and says, well, you know what? They're good old boys. We're not going to mess with them. That's the problem.
Oh,
from that level to the drug level.
Yep.
They do not want to, the normal mainstream press does not want to publicize this. They don't want to look at it and say, look, the Kalispell employees are making $26,000 a year. That's all we make. and we try to get...
Oh, I bet the administrators are making more than that, though.
The lowest paid management employee at the city of Kalispell is making the lowest paid. Out of the 45, is making $53,000 a year plus full benefits, full ride, full insurance, full everything.
Sweet gig.
And when we, you know, when we ask for a nickel, they go, "We don't have any money. We don't have any money. We're going to tax the tarnation out of everybody in this town."
Except
we're going to tax
except over 50% of the city employees are administrators.
Well, yeah, here's the problem. There's two working employees to every one manager.
Right. That's a lot of chiefs.
I don't think I need that many flipping bosses.
Right. That's a lot of chiefs and not very many Indians.
Well,
exactly.
That's typical
and
government.
And that's what you see all over. And, I mean, I'm fighting it tooth and nail up here, and they're ready to chop my head off.
Mm.
You want to chop my head off, come after me. I don't care. I'm that way. I'll fight for what I believe in. And some of these services the taxpayers have said, look, we like the service we get from the garbage department. We like the sewer service. We like the water service. We like these. They're reasonable, and we don't mind paying taxes for that. But we're getting sick and tired of not getting services paid, not hiring the employees that are needed for the money, and this plays right into the drug end of it. They asked for 4 more police officers. We don't have the money, but they hired 2 more managers for building inspectors, management employees that used to be regular, you know, $30,000-$40,000 a year jobs, and now they're $70,000-$80,000 because they went to a manager. And I mean, I mean, KGED up here has helped me tremendously, and I got to give them kudos. I mean, that is one of the. I mean, you guys ever get up here to Montana, you got to swing in there and talk to John.
Of course, we
that
are.
Is
I'd
one
like
of
to.
The most. You know, fightingest guys you'll ever see. He'll put it on the line.
He's the John Stokes is the general manager owner of the station up there. Now,
Now,
in regards to sanitation and these different services that people would like to have, you're outlining some of the reasons why government is just awful at providing these things. You know, they can get the job done if they throw enough money at it, but look at where the money's going. It's going to administrators. So the job could still get done if it was handed over to private hands, if it was done by the marketplace, as is done here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing this show from. It's not the water services aren't privatized, but the trash, there's no city trash pickup. It's all done privately, and there are a variety, at least 3, if not more, trash companies in this area that you can contract with to come out and have them pick up your garbage for you, or you can just take it to the dump yourself. So, you know, that's just one example of how you can get these services out of the hands of the government, return them to the marketplace, and then if the then companies will be run by market demands and market incentives, which the government isn't subject to. The government just makes arbitrary decisions. Okay, well, we need to hire some more administrators. Why? Well, because we've got more tax money now. Let's hire some more administrators. Create some jobs.
We have to administrate things.
Yeah.
You're exactly right. The problem, guys, that we have and I don't mind privatizing in certain aspects. The problem we have in Montana is that Montana holds a waste license. The state of Montana does it. This is law. The problem is it's like a liquor license here in Montana. You want a liquor license in city limits, it's $600,000 to $800,000, and good luck finding one.
Wow.
It's the same thing with the solid waste licensing. So what happens is in Missoula, Montana, to give you an example, there is one waste management company. So you know what, I don't care if it's going to cost you $200 a year or $300 a year. I'll pick your garbage can up. You don't like it, take it to our landfill that we own, and guess what, you're going to pay $70 a pickup load. That is the problem with Montana. Everybody wants to privatize, and I don't have a problem with that, but if you're going to privatize, open it up so that more than one company can
absolutely
do it. Otherwise,
that's what it's all about.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, we're not talking about that half-assed privatization.
Right.
That,
monopolies.
Right. I mean, that's. I mean, basically taking a government service and turning it over to one private company, that's not real privatization. That's a good old boy system at work. That's the that's the good old boys in the government giving a sweet little contract to their good old boy friends in industry and locking out anybody else from competition, which is what you outlined there. The true privatization is eliminating the government's control over a given industry and allowing people in search of profit to step in instead. And good luck continuing to spread the word out there and fight the good old boy network, because, man, they are entrenched everywhere in this country, and it is difficult. Thank you for the call, Mike. 800-259-9231. That's, people, I don't think a lot of people know that this exists. the Good Old Boy Network?
Oh, come on. They have to know.
I guess some people do, but I think a lot of people are completely oblivious to it. I mean, it's back-scratching, it's special favors, it's the government taking taxpayer dollars and just lavishly spending them on their friends in business. And it's, you know, it's a shake and a wink, a handshake and a wink and a nudge, and it's all done real quiet-like. Never really broadcast out anywhere. And he's pointing out that where he's at in Kalispell, you know, the people in the newspapers and the other media apparently are pretty complicit with it. They're pretty hush-hush about all the goings-on. And in some cases, there are reasons for that. In some cases, the Good Old Boy Network can get kind of violent when it's threatened.
It certainly can.
I'm not saying that's what's going on there. I'm not saying anything, but that's just been known to happen. Speaking of people that are being violent, let's go to Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, right at this moment, there's about 20 paramilitary police units not 10 feet underneath my feet.
What's happening? Do you know?
What I know is yesterday I went to go pay my rent. My apartment manager just told me not to worry about the noise from the people underneath me anymore because a cop had come to them earlier in the day, told them that the neighbor underneath was dealing, and reminded them not so subtly about crack house laws, how they can seize the entire building.
So
they did an emergency eviction. They were supposed to be out by midnight tonight. Well, apparently the SWAT team wasn't going to have any of that. And shortly after I got home, I heard sirens. There were about 30 units right downstairs. This woman is less than 5 foot tall. I know she's unarmed. I've been in her apartment many times. And they have 30 units trying to smoke her out of the place.
Wow.
Right now, they hauled her away in an ambulance. I don't know what happened. There weren't any gunshots, but she's gone in an ambulance, and now they're tearing up the apartment underneath me. It's just quieted down enough that I could actually get on the phone.
It's a scary experience, isn't it?
And I'm not even involved.
And there's no well, you're not involved now because you're safely tucked away inside your apartment. But had you been coming out of your apartment at the time when the cops were beginning to raid the facility, who knows how you would have become involved? Who knows who they thought?
I'd be in jail right now if that happened.
Maybe so. Ryan, we're out of time. Thanks for the call, and good luck staying safe out there. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's just yet another one. That's one example of the 40,000 armed raids that goes on every year in this country. Just one of them. Right there. We'll be back tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.